I think of it as I have the big D and the small D. The small D is my medical condition, and that's my cerebral palsy. But my big D is my disability. It's my being a part of that disability culture. It's more like I'm taking pride in my disability. That's the difference. So I don't really talk about my small D very much because I think it's irrelevant. I think disabilities are socially constructed, just like race and all the other isms that we talk about are very much socially constructed because our bodies don't fit into what society thinks they should fit into. And so, like, and I think that's what is very interesting to me because I've been working more with the trans community and they have very similar experiences of having their bodies have to fit into what society tells them to fit into.
Why does that make people so uncomfortable?
Why does it make people uncomfortable? I wish I knew so I could like change the world and like change people's minds. Cause I think one of the reasons it would be that is because I think it's the way that our culture is because we have this culture of like youth and of independence and disability and trans identity and queerness in itself. It kind of just breaks all that up and like challenges the whole idea of the body and the whole idea of relationships with people and things like that. I think that's what scares people.
I've heard people who are blind say, "I don't want to. Don't try to fix me. I don't need to see. I
No.
don't see it as a disability in the first place.
And
I am deaf. I don't want to hear. I'm fine with the way I am."
and
Is
that,
that sort of the same thing?
yeah, I don't. I always say, people ask me all the time if there was a pill, would I take it? And when people, if I could take it, would I? And I wouldn't be able to walk. I say no, because I wouldn't be the person that I am today without it, without not being able to walk. And plus, I would feel a lot of guilt for being able to walk. I don't know. But I love who I am, and you know, if and I like being in my wheelchair. I was born with cerebral palsy, or I was born this way, and they gave me, you know, my doctor gave me the label of cerebral palsy. So this is all I know, and so it would be really weird to wake up one day and be able to walk. I don't know what I would do with myself. It would be really strange. Oh my goodness.
So, you know, we hear a lot and read a lot about race as a social construct, gender as a social construct. You're the first person that I've ever heard say disability is a social construct. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that. And I guess, I mean, I'm just guessing what you mean is if we didn't have this idea of the default human being, then there would be no such thing as somebody who's different than that.
Yeah, and the actual word that we use is ableism. I love going to the grocery store because the grocery store is the only, you know how people have grocery carts and they go around in their grocery carts and the door automatically opens, right? So you and your grocery cart can get out on your own. No other place has that. My disability is not noticed as much in a grocery store because I don't have to ask anybody to open the door. The main disability to me is people's attitudes towards bodies and the architecture that we live in that is made for an able-bodied person. So, say it's like every grocery store didn't have those doors that opened. So everybody would have to have somebody open the door for them. So it's pretty much that same thing with people with disabilities.